The Invaders.
Well, howdy guys, how are ya? Not many people remember this TV series. It originally aired in the 1960s. Even I was a bit young then. But I did catch later on the reruns, and I used to quite like it. It was about some aliens from another planet that come to the Earth to take it over. Then they could look like us, so they wouldn't be noticed. But Roy Thinnes kind of accidentally stumbled upon their presence. And now he knows, and he tries to go every week to show everybody that they're here. It was kind of a good premise, actually. Bit like today. It kind of reminds me of the Femons, how they're taking over everything. That'd be great if they made it better, but they're not, are they? It's because Femons crave this attention, don't they? And they want the attention from males, even if they say they don't. They've taken over so many male spaces. They go there because the men are there and they get the attention. And then they make that space all about them. They change whatever that space was made for. And they chase all the men away until all of a sudden it's only them left. And that space has been destroyed. They haven't created anything new. And the Femons stop going there because, well, there's no men there now. And the place is dead. And so they go to another male space and destroy that too. Then it's become almost a pandemic, isn't it? On TV, all the weather people seem to be Femons. And mostly all the newscasters now seem to be a lot of Femons. The TV programs seem to be about Femons. And of course, the trouble is that Femons are not very creative. They don't create very much. They just use what's there and twist it to reflect what they want. And invariably, destroy it. Almost they're like a virus. They come and take something over, kill it, and then move on to the next thing. I mean, look what they're doing to the franchises. They're destroying every one of them. The video game industry has been destroyed. You see, Femons don't seem to have anything of their own. They just use what man has made or created. Many years ago, the gyms were made for males because they are the ones that exercised. But Femons have got so desperate to get attention from males. They're trying to take the gym space over too. Introducing the gym tot. It's always a Femon. Are they going to the gym to exercise? Nope. They're going there to get attention, to create chaos and drama. And this proves exactly how Femons hijack things like this and make it all about them. Just take a look at the outfits they go to exercise in. They will also destroy the gyms as well, if nothing's done. Makes you wonder why Femons just don't go along and make their own thing. You can bet your bottom dollar men wouldn't bother them. But they don't, do they? They pretty much all say they don't need no man. Then why don't the hell don't they get out of our faces? So kind of like Femons, the invaders. Their goal is it to make it their world. Do Femons not think that males could do with a break from them? I bet the game of golf was invented just to get away from their wives. Because Femons are generally loud and obnoxious. And very superficial. Femons have destroyed many male institutions. Nearly all of them, actually. And has that made society a better place for Femons? Of course not. Society and infrastructures and everything is crumbling. It's broken. Because Femons aren't fixers, they're destroyers. It's no wonder males are actively avoiding Femons. Anyway, that's just my thoughts, that Femons are the invaders. Of course, I don't think they burn up, do they? Now, this TV program was made in the 1960s. But take a look at the screen behind the invaders. Is that pink? Did they know something we didn't? The plot thickens, Watson.
The Invaders. A Pin Tartan production. Starring Dan Scholl as decorator Peter Brock.
The invaders. Alien beings from a dying planet. Their destination, the Earth. their purpose? To make it their world. Peter Brock has seen them. For him, it began one lost night, on a lonely country road, looking for a shortcut that he never found. It began with a closed, deserted diner. A man too long without sleep to continue his journey. It began with the landing of a craft from another galaxy. Now, Peter Brock knows that the invaders are here. That they have taken human form. Somehow he must convince a disbelieving world that the nightmare has already begun.
The guest stars in tonight's story, Darth Vader. Mary Poppit. It. Tonight's episode, Alien Spoof.
Howdy. Some people may remember the old TV program, The Invaders, with Roy Thinnes. Of course, that's a long time ago. So what we're going to try and do here is to imitate the burn-up effect on it. Well, sort of. And what we need here is an alien. And are you an alien?
I am.
Oh yeah. Let's see your little finger. Well, I guess you are an alien. You see, they could copy the humans, but they could never get the little finger correct. It always stuck out and they couldn't bend it. So that's how you could tell. But, you got a gun on you?
I do.
Okay. For this demonstration, try and shoot me. Well, that was sort of the effect. Now, that's all we have time for at the moment, and I thought you'd burn up.
I'm an actor. That's a special effect.
Anyway. Thanks for watching. We'll have a little demonstration and that was the wife's car.
She's gonna be pissed.
No kidding.
The invaders. Alien beings from a dying planet. Their destination, the Earth. Their purpose, to make it their world.